This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Is abortion the same as murder? Murder is the killing of an innocent human life. Abortion is the killing of an innocent human life. Therefore, abortion is murder. Many reject the idea that abortion, that is, killing the fetus in the womb, as they call it, they reject that idea as being murder, and they don't want to think of it as an innocent human life. However, the answer to a few simple questions prove that the unborn child is indeed an innocent human life. Number one, is that which is growing within the mother's womb alive or dead? Well, of course, it's alive. Number two, is that which is growing within the mother's womb an animal or is it human? Well, of course, it is human. And number three, is that which is growing within the mother's womb, is it guilty or innocent of wrongdoing? Well, of course, it's innocent. Therefore, the conclusion then would have to be logically drawn by every rational person that the unborn in the mother's womb is alive, is human, and is innocent. Therefore, the unborn child is an innocent human life. Abortion is the killing of the fetus in the mother's womb. Therefore, abortion is the killing or the murder of an innocent human life. A fetus, as it is called by the medical world, is a baby. And I prefer to call the unborn child what God calls it. He calls it a baby in Luke chapter 1, verse 41 and verse 44. Even though the baby is yet unborn, the Bible calls it a baby. It is a human being, not born yet, but in every bit as still a human being. It is every bit as much alive, has all the bodily organs, it feels pain and functions just as you and I. The Bible speaks of the unborn child in the womb in the same words as it does the child after birth. In Luke chapter 1, verse 41, again in verse 44, we read the word babe. It is used to describe the unborn child in Elizabeth's womb. The verse reads, "For as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy." The word babe is also used to describe Jesus when Jesus was born. In Luke chapter 2, verse 12 and 16, "And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger." The Bible makes no distinction between the unborn and infants or toddlers or young children. You go back and read Luke 18:15, Acts chapter 7, verse 19, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. All of these verses, again, make no distinction between the unborn, infants, toddlers, or even young children. There's no more moral wrong in killing a child after it's been born than there is in killing a child before it's been born. But what sordid thinking do doctors and nurses, medical professionals, willing mothers put to death, multiplied millions of little babies, little children every year? These unborn children are sacrificed on the altars of greed and selfishness. The deliberate taking of human life is sinful, whether the person be 2 months old, whether it be inside the womb or outside the womb, whether it be 2 years old or 92 years old. God hates it. Proverbs 6 and verse 16 to 19. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.